Dwight Tribble right here on Sounds and Colors Radio. Yes, indeed, it is that time once again on Wednesday where we come at you live with some beautiful jazz music and some live jazz music, this time from one of our legends in the business. If you'd like, get on down here. The address is 7420 Sunset Boulevard. The place that you want to be is called Just Jazz. Mr. Benny Maupin in the house.
Yeah, so you
I just want to make sure my car and all that stuff is moving before I, you know, get busy with it. Out together and all that. It's just, it ain't no joke. And this is one day a week, you know? So.
But you got your lineup, you know, all the way into next year. So it's like, it's like
yeah.
Week to week.
I got
to
get.
Doing stuff that kind of shows people what's going on next year.
Sure. Getting the posters made. There's a ton of stuff to always do, man. No, you can't. You can't beat that. that shit, man. I'm making sure that the shit is correct. We just got to get some folks out here to make sure they show up. And, you know, once you show up, then it's great. I should never put a 2-minute song on. I don't know what I'm going to play next. But that stress, man, is a part of this music. You know, this one's fire music. Let's see what this is.
A song.
Tune is called the Tulupa from the Tulupa Chronicles. We heard part 2, Epimural Canvas, right here on Sounds and Colors Radio. The Jazz Cat up in here for jazz music, man. Tonight here at Just Jazz, Benny Maupin. I'm telling you, man, I tell you each and every week that this is the place you want to be. More music right here on Sounds and Colors. We'll get a chance to talk to some of these beautiful musicians a bit later on. Right now is Archie Shepp and Malcolm.
Bird whistled while even America listened. We play, but we aren't always dumb. We are murdered. Podium of the Audubon. Thank you.
6:20 on a Wednesday afternoon, and you are listening to Sounds and Colors Radio. Right here on Sounds and Colors Radio, of course, coming to you live from Mr. Musichead Gallery. We are here in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard, just ready for a fantastic evening of music with one of the just premier legends in our business, Mr. Benny Maupin. Benny's here with a great sextet this evening, and if you have time, come on down. You have time, so make time. Come on down to 7420 Sunset Boulevard. Get your Benny Maupin on, man. This is history in the making. Every time the cat opens his mouth, every time he puts a horn to his lips, it's total history, and we're going to have it right here at Just Jazz tonight. 7420 Sunset Boulevard, the place that you want to be. It's Just Jazz. Thank you.
tanto pienso en ti. Tus ojos, tus labios y tu ternura. Aunque estés lejos de mí, nunca te olvidaré, porque todo lo que me ofreciste fue muy profundo para mí. Y si algún día nos vemos por ahí, abrázame de nuevo para revivir lo que fue lo más hermoso para mí. Y ojalá que tú también te recuerdas de mí. Thank you.
His name is David Murray, and he's here along with John Hicks, Ralph Peterson, Ray Drummond. The tune is called Quads, Brother David Murray. And yes, you heard it all right here on Sounds and Colors Radio, because we give it to you, man. We give you all these great sounds and the music over the air, of course, online. But if you were here, you'd be able to wear these beautiful sounds out, man. I'm telling you, history tonight. Benny Maupin, one of the great musicians of our time, man, a dear brother. We love him. We're so glad that we get a chance to be with him here in Los Angeles because, you know, he lives here over in Altadena, you know, up in the hills, man, where the air is fresh. And, you know, he gets his walk on every morning, man, gets some miles in. And then, of course, spends his time practicing that horn, taking care of family. And then tonight he's going to come take care of this family, this jazz family, and play some beautiful tunes for us. He's got a sextet tonight, the one and only Benny Maupin, right here on Sounds and Colors. going live, going live. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are once again. It's called Sounds and Colors Radio, and that's because we come to you live each and every Wednesday from the patio of Mr. Music Head. It is Just Jazz, and man, it's just been an extraordinary experience to come to you live each and every week, talk to these wonderful musicians, find out about how they're vibrating on the sound, and then get a chance to watch and play live. Right next to me at the moment, Mr. Percussion for the evening, playing with the Benny Maupin Sextet. What's going on, E? Mr. Eric McCain.
Hey, 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 how are you?
I'm beautiful, man. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm just glad to be here. This is a great day, a great event. And to be honest with you, I grew up in L.A. / New York. I'm just happy to see that there's music down on the west side of Sunset.
Yeah.
We got stuff going on here that tonight that's really cool, and I'm looking very forward to a lot of future events that are happening here. And by the way, I think you're doing a very good job.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah,
I thought you were upstairs in the balcony somewhere.
No,
but
I'm not hiding out, man. We're here on our beautiful jazz patio with Mr. Bob Berry in the house, taking all these great photographs.
Taking a whole lot of pictures.
Yeah, man.
I like that, Bob.
So tell me a little bit about this journey playing with Benny and, you've been up to lately.
Well, Benny has been a favorite of mine for a long time, and we met, I don't want to tell you just how old I am, but I'm way above 50.
I won't tell you either.
I'm way above 50 years old, so yeah. We're looking at 6-0 and up. So Benny and I hooked up after the Headhunters band.
Yeah.
And we've been playing together for a while. Now, we kind of lost contact because I started doing more Broadway theater.
Sure.
With The Lion King, Wicked, and stuff over at Disney. So for the last, I think, 25, 30 years, I haven't seen Benny, but we just hooked up again recently, and this is probably our 15th gig of this year, and it's been really fantastic. But the thing is that we're doing different kind of music. It's totally, yeah, we're doing the stuff, his stuff, but we're doing experimental stuff. For example, I can start a groove, and he'll just come in, because he's doing bass, clarinet, soprano, flute, tenor, and he's getting busy on this thing.
Man.
And tonight, it's going to be very interesting to see what we come up with.
And, oh, man.
And I think with the atmosphere that's here, because it's so creative, I know you don't have a visual here, but man, this art gallery is fantastic. They got everything. You got the Stones, you got Aretha Franklin, you got my favorite rock metal band, Metallica.
Yeah, what
I know,
he's
and I'm a jazz guy.
Is
but
all
I like
these
Metallica.
Great photographs that garner the walls here at Mr. Music Head, 7420 Sunset Boulevard. I always make sure you know the address. For those of you listening in Los Angeles, you need to shut down the computer and make your way on down here. For those of you listening all around the world, this is Sounds and Colors Radio, and right next to me, Mr. Eric McCain, percussionist tonight for the great Benny Maupin.
Yeah, and we're directly, for you guys who are local, directly across the street from the Guitar Center on Sunset, the famous Hollywood Strip.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I love how creative our music is. You know, it's there's always space, and there's never a wrong note, man. If you want to try something, and all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, you going there? The music takes a left turn, and believe me, you don't crash into any walls, man. It's just going to take you on a new journey and a new adventure.
Our music has been lost, and we're happy that we have a facility like this to play. People have gotten away from this music. This is actual, real music, guys. And I'm not putting anything down on any of the artists that are coming out right now, but you have to understand music. This is not something you just put a computer on and do a couple of beats and it's happening. No, that's not it. We are actually doing it. Now, with that said, I've actually worked with artists, hip-hop artists, because I've worked with a lot of hip-hop artists, and they couldn't believe that I could play a song from the top to the bottom on percussion on an overdub. So that's something that should be explained and something to see. And actually, when we're naive about the instruments, you hear these instruments all the time, but you really need to understand the instruments of the orchestra. You need to know what an oboe is. You need to understand what a clarinet is.
Yeah.
You need to understand what a tuba is. Once you understand that, you have a better feel for music. You do. I mean, you don't have to be the cat that can come in and read everything and sight read everything and just go into any kind of chord changes, but you need to understand that way. When you're searching for an instrument for your sample,
you already know.
You already know what you want.
It's
you know
feeling,
what you want with a heart.
It's a feeling for sound. Yeah. I mean, you know, I was born and raised out of hip hop, and I just got a little tired of
it. I love hip hop.
Yeah, man.
Don't get me wrong.
I was born and raised out of it.
Yeah.
I didn't listen. I mean, I made the switch to jazz kind of when, right toward the end of high school. And the reason for that is they kept playing the same one tune on the radio like 20 times in a row. I'm like,
right.
I got to get out.
Right.
But
I get it.
It's still a great part of my vibration and a great part of my soul, man. And I'll tell you a story that's really hip. So I used to work at K-Jazz overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday night going into Monday morning, right around 11 o'clock, the time that I would need to get on the road, there was this show called Soy and Tech. These cats were on the radio. They was live battling with each other, and that show had so much energy. So I listened to Power 106 all the way to K-Jazz, and I just turned that energy right into the jazz music, man. It was dope.
See, here's the other side of this too. We're back into the club scene, and the club scene creates musicians to listen to one another. We've lost that by the electronic sampling and stuff. We don't know, when I say we, I'm talking about musicians, we don't know how to listen to each other on a stage and compliment what that particular musician is doing. So if you're playing bass, and I'm doing percussion, I got to compliment what you're doing.
You
and vice versa on this thing.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt.
So that all that coincides with what we're doing here tonight, and you'll see that later.
No doubt. Well, you'll see it if you get here, 7420 Sunset Boulevard. I'm telling you, man, we got J-A-Z-Z up in here, the greatest of all times, Mr. Benny Maupin, Mr. Eric McCain. Thank you for sitting in with me, brother, and sharing a little bit of the vibration, bro, and especially
absolutely
what we're
going
to get.
Man. I appreciate it. I appreciate the time.
Yeah,
I'm
you
going out
it.
Here to have some fun tonight.
You'll have some fun, man. That's something we want. Right here on your favorite jazz station, Sounds and Colors Radio. as I like to mention each and every Wednesday, the Just Jazz is really the place to be. 7420 Sunset Boulevard, we got people in the house. And you know why? Because Mr. Benny Maupin is here, one of our fantastic heroes of the music, here to perform once again for us. Man, he's more than that, man. He's like one of the sweetest cats I know, man. Great human being, you know. Every word that comes out of his mouth and every sound that comes out of his mouth is something for you to listen to and to learn from. Tonight, right next to me, I have one of his longtime pianists, Mr. David Arnay, is in the house. What's up, man?
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Man, I'm happy you're here too, brother. What's the word?
Hummingbird, last I
heard. Last you heard,
last
right?
I heard it was hummingbird.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, you've been playing with Benny for quite a while in this band now, and you told me a little bit of the experience about actually meeting him for the first time and joining the band. Why don't you share that with our peeps, man?
My son was at a school in Pasadena, and there was a fellow parent there who was a songwriter, and he had a connection to Benny and had arranged for a concert of his original songs and put a band together that included me and Benny. So that was how we met.
Oh, nice.
And then Benny came to hear me at I've been playing piano at this nice supper club in Pasadena. It's called Parkway Grill. Been there a long time. Benny came in and checked me out, and he just took a liking to my sound and the way I play. And I played a couple of my original tunes, and that might have been part of it, but he invited me into the quintet, and it was one of the most significant and wonderful episodes, and continues to be one of the best, man, musical things in my life.
Benny Maupin, man, is one of these super serious, beautiful cats, and just to be in his presence, to listen to that sound, and to be a part of the sound, man, is really truly something special, man. Tell me a little bit more about playing with the band and who we got in the band tonight.
Tonight we have on drums Kenny Surratt. He's from New Orleans. He's been with Benny as long as I have been.
New Orleans or Narlands?
Narlands.
I'm from here, man, so, you know, I don't want to be caught saying it wrong, bro.
And I think you were talking to Eric McCain, our percussionist, a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
We have Chris Williams on trumpet and flugelhorn.
That's right.
He came through CalArts, and Benny does some teaching up there. I think that's how they met. And our bassist is the wonderful Darek Olas.
Darius Oleskiewicz.
Oleskiewicz.
Yes, the correct name from
my
Polish.
My Polish brother.
Yes, mine too.
No, Darek has a wonderful sound, just like Benny does. And
yeah.
Playing in this ensemble, I refer to it as musical oxygen. Because some of the other work that I do is more commercially oriented, shall we say.
Yeah.
And, you know, it may pay well, and I enjoy that aspect of being a professional player.
Sure.
But in terms of musical and artistic satisfaction, this is the thing.
In terms of minerals, in terms of elements, in terms of these fine calculations that create H2O and water, I know what you're talking about.
Oxygen,
man.
Yeah.
Yes, that organic.
It's healthy.
Yeah,
making this music is a healthy and a healing process.
We should be able to get paid from this music. We shouldn't really have to go outside our boundaries to do that.
I agree 1,000%.
Yeah, so do I.
and that'll be your take. That'll be your
that'll
cut
be
when
my
you hook
take,
me up.
Man. Yeah. Speaking of the one and only Benny Maupin, let's wave to the brother. He's walking in the house right now. The great Benny Maupin. What's up, Benny?
We are
talking about you over here, man, and a lot of music tonight. Benny's going to walking in with several horns in his hand right now, about to go in there and get set up. We got a lot of people right here on our jazz patio right here at Just Jazz. We do this each and every Wednesday. I usually try to tell you guys, I warn you to come on down if you want this experience. You can listen to it on radio, and you can listen to it on record. But there's nothing like feeling the great vibrations of it coming to you off stage and wearing those vibrations and taking that experience home, man.
I thought I heard Eric saying something about live music and how it's becoming harder to put yourself in that environment. And it is important that people still communicate and connect with live musicians, live artists in general, because that feeling of being in the present and having that kind of creative energy just flowing. It's again, it's a healing kind of an experience.
Oh, no doubt, man. I bet my life on it, actually.
I know you're in for the long haul.
I am in for the long haul, and if you want to talk about skin, man, the skin is in the game, baby. No doubt.
Absolutely.
But I can't really help it, man. This is the music that I love. I was just telling Eric earlier that, you know, I'm born and raised on hip hop, but, you know, in a very early age, I made a switch and I started out and with some contemporary sounds because that's what got me in the door. But shortly after that, man, it was the contemporaries of my time, Roy Hargrove and Terrence and Christian and Joshua, all of those cats they used to call the Young Lions. I'm like, that got me. And then I took it all the way back, man, to, you know, the labels, man, to Impulse, to Blue Note, to Bethlehem, to, I'm just looking at it I'm looking at the spines. You know, when I was back at the radio station, that's how I pick my music every night. I'd go and it's so funny because I just pull one CD and all of a sudden, all these other ones will light up. If I pulled Curtis Fuller, then I'm like, oh man, then I gotta get some Gratian, I gotta get some Freddie, I gotta go get some Dolphy, I gotta get some Train. And at the same time, you're learning about all of these different labels. Anything that Orrin Keep News was on and Riverside Records, gotta get that, man. Mm-hmm. And you get all this music under your belt, and then it just becomes you and your life, man.
You know, you mentioned hip hop for a time. Blue Note had a little sub app, kind of a software thing going on in Spotify,
mm-hmm.
which was a library of their entire catalog. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
This was a wonderful thing, not only because you got to look at every album that they ever made. They didn't put every cut up there, but at least five or six records from each album, five or six tracks from each album. And they also had, as part of the sort of software package, a hip-hop reference library where these early hip-hop guys, a lot of them sampled Blue Note records.
No doubt.
And so this was a really wonderful way to see the direct influence of the jazz that you're talking about with Benny and everybody else on the hip-hop category.
So well, my good friend right now, Daniel Seif, who is the West Coast director of the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz, also has a show on 88.1 KJazz where he is pointing out the differences or the similarity, I should say, between a lot of the music of back in the day and a lot of hip-hop stuff. So he is blending those two genres together, teaching people about it and kind of letting them know that, hey, man, the hip-hop cats love the jazz too.
Yeah, they know where it's at.
No doubt, no doubt. And you know where it's at, man. We appreciate you coming and hanging with us, man, playing with Benny Maupin, and we're just ready for some dynamic sounds, man.
All right, so are we.
Yes, indeed. This is David Arnay, ladies and gentlemen, one of the educators at the University of Southern California, teaching these young folks about the music. I'm so happy that there's not some 90-year-old cat, you know, teaching them about rudiments and all of that. I mean, I'm sure he goes through that. But, you know, it's great that we have somebody young teaching young folks.
Yeah. You are entirely too kind.
David Arnay, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Sounds and Colors Radio. This is Leroy Downs, and you're listening to Sounds and Colors Radio, live broadcasting right here on Sunset Boulevard at 7420. I was about to say it's 7420, Mr. Musichead. It should be 7420, Mr. Musichead. But it's 7420 Sunset Boulevard. I understand we got lots of people in the house. For those of you who have not had an opportunity to come on out here to our jazz patio, come on out here, man. Hang out. Say hello to a brother before we get this music started, man. It's Benny Maupin tonight. We're all excited. Just want to say hello to everyone here inside the gallery. We hope that you're enjoying the fine photographs that are on the wall. And come on outside. Check out the patio. Say hello. And get ready for some JAZZ with Mr. Benny Maupin. the one and only David Murray. Actually, this is the World Saxophone Quartet with David Murray and some other cats in it that I can't exactly mention at the moment. I mean, I know who they are, Hammy at Blewett and my boy Eric Person and a few other folks, but I don't know who's actually on this particular cut. But this is Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat. You are listening to Sounds and Colors Radio. And yes, indeed, we're right here at 7420 Sunset Boulevard, right up here at Mr. Musichead Gallery. It is just jazz. And each and every week, that is what we bring you, jazz, as well as an opportunity to talk to some of these beautiful musicians. And right next to me, I have one of these beautiful cats in the band, Mr. Kenny Sarah. What's up, brother?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm beautiful, man. How are you?
I'm absolutely wonderful.
Man, we're so happy to have you up in the house, man. Had a wonderful time. I think it was a few years back now. We were at Arroyo Seco, and Benny was gorgeous enough to invite me to hang out and have a good time with you cats, man, and we did.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man. We threw down, you know?
As you always do, man.
Thank you so
much. How is it providing the heartbeat for a brother like Benny, man?
Well, you know what? Benny is a legend because of all of his, you know, history with the music. Not just, you know, with Mawadishi and all those guys, you know?
Right.
But again, you know, it's just the history of the music, just the lineage of the music and what he brought to our culture, you know, because again, you know, in America, we have to continue to nurture our culture, right?
We do, and I don't think people realize that enough, man. I don't know if they really understand what feeling this beautiful live music is about. And history is one of the words that I've used quite often tonight. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I don't want people to think as history is some old time, you know, music that's too old for you or something like that. No, it's not that at all, man. It's history is happening now.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity for you to hear somebody and see somebody that has made it through these generations with the sound, with all the famous people that you know, man. It's important for your life to right. come and experience that, because right. all you could talk about is records and listening to the radio, and that's great. But, you know, this is a small, intimate environment, a place for you to come out and meet some of your soldiers mm-hmm. of the music, mm-hmm. man. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
And I think one thing happens to today's generation, a lot of these young cats, they don't really have exposure. Like when I grew up in New Orleans, you can go from place to place and hear some music, and cats would teach you how to do certain things and play a certain way. You know, you had a sound, and you develop a sound because you listen to other cats. And then if you were in a place where, you know, you played music and you didn't play it the right way, it jump all over you.
Well, yeah, and that was good. But I think things are changing. I mean, it is 2018, and what's happening now is a lot of these young folks coming out of school and learning their instrument and learning their horn mm-hmm. don't really have an opportunity to play with some of these legendary folks. You know, they're basically getting out of school and forming their own bands, which is cool too, because some of them are putting down some really, really nice music.
It's creative.
Yeah, but it doesn't give you that lineage of playing with one of the, you know, stellar cats in the business and learning that stage presence and mm-hmm. what works and what doesn't mm-hmm. work, you know. Mm-hmm. That's a tradition that's always been handed down in our music, man. And all the young cats have stories about all the old cats. And the next thing you know, they're telling those stories like, am I old cat? No.
Well, you know, you got to learn. You got to have, you know, on-job training. You know, again, you got to be with people who can mentor you.
Yeah.
People who can give you opportunity to say, you know, this is how I would do it if interpreted. You know, but it's art, so you can't tell somebody how to interpret art.
Right.
But you can share with them your experience.
And what you're also talking about is you're talking about a teacher, and you're also talking about somebody that's open to learning. Because maybe some of these young cats aren't necessarily open to that learning. They might just be, yo, man, I sound good, I look good, I play good, I'm going to go on out there and do my thing. And they missed a great opportunity if they didn't get some of this this wisdom and this criticism and whatever else it is from some of these, you know, older cats in the music, man. They should actually go seek that out. Carry somebody's horn or somebody's bag and just watch their set, you know, at least for a little time, you know.
Well, you got to hear it. You got to hear it. You got to feel it in your heart. You know, if you don't feel it in your heart, it's kind of like it just becomes a mechanical thing. It just then the lineage of it has got to be passed down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I grew up in New Orleans, people passed it down to me. You know?
Well, tell me about New Orleans, brother. I grew up here, L.A., Los Angeles, you know, not Louisiana.
Yeah.
So let me know about some of the things that happened back in the day that I didn't get a chance to experience.
Well, you know, I was around great people. You know, I had the opportunity when I met Earl Palmer in New Orleans.
Yeah, well, we knew him here. I didn't know he was back there.
Yeah, he's from New Orleans, but I met him at a bar in called the 544 in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And I was on my break, and he says, "Hey, man, you sound good." He says, "My name is Earl Palmer." I'm like, "Oh!" You dig? But, you know, I got to know him, and I got to know Harold Batiste.
Mm.
And I got to know a lot of guys who were here in L.A., but also transported from New Orleans.
Sure, sure.
So, but the thing about New Orleans was it's always a learning about how to feel and how to represent the music, you know, because I used to wake up in the morning, because I grew up in Lafitte Projects, and hear guys dancing on my roof.
Oh, wow.
You know, that was the second line.
Yeah, you dig? Yeah.
So, you know, we had all that happening. Then you had the music in the streets on Sundays. You know, of course, with that, after your second line, you got to go have something to eat.
Right.
But, you know, it was all a cultural thing, the music, the food, and that all represented that idiom of New Orleans, the Treme area. That's where I grew up.
Right, Treme. Okay, yeah. So we got Big Chief happening, you know.
Yeah. Uptown, downtown, you know.
I don't know. That's why I want you to tell me.
But, you know, uptown, you know, there was a different type of music that was represented. And downtown was a different type of music represented.
Oh, really?
More like the Creole musicians that live downtown.
Okay.
You know, the more of the African tradition that live uptown.
Okay.
So they really had a tradition of blending two. You know, Louis Armstrong was kind of like the guy that really came from the Treme area, but he also mingled with the uptown musicians.
Yeah. Oh, this is fantastic, man. You're teaching me a little bit of history of New Orleans. Never been, you know, seen the series. But, you know, people like Kid Jordan and, you know, and his sons, and of course the Marcellus's, Marlon and all those cats are there, and, you know, it's a tradition of education from, you know, what I understand. But if you lived it, then you were around all of these cats when they were coming up and making records and doing all of the stuff in jazz.
Yeah, my first recording, actually, I went to was with James Black.
Oh.
James Black was recording at Cosmos Studios with Eddie Bull. He was doing a song. I was like 7 years old. And he was the guy who played trumpet was my neighbor.
Yeah.
And he says, "Hey, you want to go to the session?" I said, "Yeah." So I get to meet James Black, and the first thing I do is I jump behind the drums. I'm a little kid. He says, "Hey, get away from the drums."
Right.
But the first tune that he recorded that I saw with him was Eddie Bo called Hook and Sling.
I'm not even hip, man.
Yeah, Eddie Bo was a piano player.
Okay.
You know, so they called it at Cosmos Studios.
Yeah.
You know, Cosmos is a historic studio. But, you know, it was something that just kind of opened me up. I just was sitting right by his hi-hat. Everybody was throwing down.
Yeah. Man, that's a special place to be. Those type of moments, man, are lifelong lasting. And they really make a difference in your life, too.
Yes.
Well, we hear it, man. We hear you out there, you know, bringing some of them beats back, you know, with Brother Benny Maupin, man.
Yes, and it's an honor.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Yeah. Just, man, I love every moment that I'm around that brother, man. He just has this sense and this wisdom about him. That's so calming, that's so peaceful, can play the most beautiful music and then just light it up.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole cake.
That's the whole cake, man. Well, thank you so much for sitting in with me, brother.
I appreciate it, Leroy.
The drummer some. Give the drummer some, y'all. Kenny Serra right here on Sounds and Colors Radio. It's Sounds and Colors Radio, y'all. This is just how we do it, man. We sit back here on our jazz patio. We talk to all these fantastic musicians right before we get a chance to go live and hear some music from the one and only Benny Maupin. If you are listening online, you do have an opportunity to get on down here to 7420 Sunset Boulevard, the place you want to be. As I tell you each and every week, we got some beautiful cats in the house, man, and you need to be one of those beautiful cats, too. Come on down to Mr. Music Head Gallery on Sunset Boulevard for just jazz.
We're gonna live now every day. Life's here to stay. What a beautiful tomorrow, offering more than sunlight. That joy's gonna be poured out in the streets. Our hearts will meet just to sing this song of love. There will be no more sorrow. This is an old dream of my design. Through the years got bigger in my mind. Cause as a child I used to sit all by myself. Differences just kept them all away. So hard time to figure how to let them know that song inside my heart started to blow. Love is love.
Well, if you don't know, now you know. But I think you do know, man, the sound of this bass clarinet, the sound of these horns, the feeling of this great vibration. I am sitting next to the man, one of the most beautiful cats I know, more than a musician, man, just one of the great human beings of our time, the one and only Mr. Benny Maupin. Hey, man.
Hey, all right.
How you doing, brother? Come on up here a little closer so we can hear you.
I'm good. I'm just trying to get settled.
Yeah, we'll get it. Get settled, man. Get ready for it. We know that you made your way all the way across town to just jazz many times. And finally, we got a date for you and I to be here together and hear you play. And I think everyone's ready for it, man.
Yeah. Well, I've got a great band for everybody. And it's good to be finally in this room.
Well, you've been in this room many times, and we're happy to have you in it tonight, actually on the bandstand, putting some of these great vibrations out to the audience, man. They get a chance to learn who Benny Maupin is, learn some of the history of this music, and just, you know, feel the vibrations that I get a chance to talk to and hear from you all the time. It's a mild night, man. The weather is beautiful outside, and you know, this is kind of the place to be, man. I say it's a pretty fantastic evening.
Are these working?
Yeah, they're working. You should be able to hear them. I got you plugged in, but you do need to move up a little bit closer to the microphone so we can. Yeah, eat the mic, man. Eat the mic. So, yeah, this is one of those, Mike. Actually, next week, man, I'm going to get another one of these, so we won't have to eat the mic. But, man, when you talk about good quality, man, all of the music over all these years, you know, you playing with all of these cats and all of these cats playing with you, man. You've put together a stellar group of musicians, and I know you go and check everyone out before you actually invite them to be a part of your family, a part of your band, and I know you handpicked all these cats tonight as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the latest person that I actually asked to come and work with me is a trumpet player.
Yeah.
Christopher. And he was one of my students at Cal Arts.
Yeah, I've seen him around, man. We've had a chance to spend some time.
Yeah, well, he's all graduated now. He's got his master's degree and everything. But when he came to Cal Arts, he signed up for my ensemble. And I really, you know, heard him right away. I could hear his sound. And then I started thinking, you know, that I would add another voice. But it just can't be any voice.
Yeah.
You know, and he's involved with a lot of different things with his trumpet, as you'll hear. He utilizes some electronic things, and I really like that because that gives us some other flavors that we wouldn't have ordinarily. And he's just, you know, really developing really well as a composer and as a player.
Well, every time I see him, I've seen him a few times with you, uh-huh. But I also see him on the scene at all of these great performances, you know, up in San Francisco to check out Wadada Leo Smith. You know, he's like, he knows who the cats are, man. And
well, he's a listener, and he's a very, very, you know, devoted person to his work, you know, so he's always practicing and working it, you know. Trumpet is a very difficult instrument to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, having played with some of the best trumpet players in the world, I recognize when it's right and when it's other. And when I first heard Chris, I said, he's right.
Yeah, that's kind of an extremely huge a compliment, because believe me, you have played with pretty much all the greatest trumpet players in the world, and some of the greatest. Not all of them.
I mean, you know, I didn't get Dizzy.
Oh,
I really regret that.
Yeah,
I miss Dizzy, but you know, definitely Miles and Freddie, Woody, also the great Randy Brecker. He was my bandmate with Horace Silver. And some guys that I didn't get to record with, really a great trumpet player who passed away a few years ago, a guy named Marcus Belgrave.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was one of my mentors from Detroit. And, you know, it's not an easy call. If you pick up the trumpet, you have to realize your life is going to be altered forever if you expect to play it and play it well.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, not just necessarily the trumpet, but we can talk about all of these instruments, all of these sounds that you've amassed over the years. I would imagine that, you know, your body is this fine-tuned instrument, and when you listen to somebody and you say that they have great sound, that's a lot of great meaning behind that.
Well, that's it. I mean, the tone is everything. I don't care what your ideas are. I don't care what your technique is. That's irrelevant. You know, what's really critical is the tone. A lot of guys have sounds, you know, regardless of what instruments they play, especially wind instruments, but
sure,
their tone quality is not good. And it's very difficult to listen to, and it's extremely difficult to play with. That's why for the longest time I've just played with percussion and a rhythm section and myself. But I heard him, and I have some things that we'll play tonight that people haven't really heard before with him. Maybe they've heard some of it before, I don't know. But you know, we're growing, you know, as a combination.
And that's how the sound, that's what's supposed to happen with the sound. It's supposed to grow, you know, you're supposed to grow together and
well, if we could work for about 10 months straight, then it would really be right.
Yeah, that means touring, and that means playing every night with the cats and places.
That's how you get it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Practicing together, writing together, and discussing things that are of interest, not necessarily musical things, but things that deal with life and things that deal with relationships and all the kind of stuff that everybody has to endure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have a lot of life in your music, man. A lot of experience of travel and, of course, family. And, you know.
I've inherited a lot from the masters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been living long enough to have hung out with quite a few. And, you know, I speak to Sonny Rollins often because I met him, like, when I was 20. In Detroit, and from that time to the present, he's been like a real, you know, father to me in a sense, you know, in that way. I met Coltrane as well around the same time, but I didn't get to spend as much time with Coltrane as I have with Sonny. Yeah, so, you know, that combination is really terrific. Sonny Rollins introduced me to Coleman Hawkins.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, the history and the lineage of things is really something that a lot of young musicians, they don't get. Because they're living in a different time.
Yes.
They're living at a time when everything is kind of solo. And, you know, it's really a very important aspect of the times that they, you know, collaborate more.
Well, some things have kind of happened because what generally tends to happen now is a lot of these young musicians are going to school and they don't have the opportunity to play with a Benny Maupin or a Herbie Hancock or what have you. They don't have a chance to go out on the road and learn those things that you learn. I was just talking about this a little earlier. They have their own ideas and they're going forth with that, so they're missing
That's
a great part.
That's what they have
part.
To do. I mean, you have to be yourself.
Yeah, yeah,
That's
yeah.
That's for sure. You know, you need to learn a lot from transcriptions and things, and that's what they do a lot because the universities that have the programs, it really is required that you learn the solos of the great guys who recorded so many wonderful things, you know, and those things are all good. It's a far cry from sitting in a small room and listening to those guys, but you gotta get it, and you'll find your way as long as you're practicing. That's really the key to it.
Yeah,
you just have to keep practicing.
Well, you're the cat, man, and it's right around, you know, the bewitching hour, 7:30 here, and
let's get it done.
We can get it done.
See, I couldn't have a rehearsal. I usually like to have at least one.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, I just came back from doing something in New York.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, man,
yeah,
because the music's always got to swing, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, tell me about it, brother.
I ain't going to tell you about it now.
Oh.
I'm going to show you.
Oh, yeah, you definitely show me about it. Well, we're going to keep that a secret right here. Benny's headed to the stage right now. Thank you, the one and only Benny Maupin, brother.
Thank you.
You're the cat, man. And we're about to hear this beautiful music right here at Mr. Music Head Gallery. So all of you guys that are inside the studio or inside the gallery right now, let's hear you yell and scream for Benny Maupin. Let me hear you.
All right.
Ooh, I heard him. Yeah, man. We're on our way inside. This is Leroy Downs right here with Sounds and Colors. This is Leroy Downs right here on Sounds and Colors Radio, signing out, getting ready to go inside and spend some time with the one and only Benny Maupin.